Here we go.
Every month, we remix current events to imagine what a slightly altered world could look like. It's the news, only better. Welcome to Living Radio. But first, the news.
Strange rock found on Mars with zebra markings has NASA scientists excited. Good News Network. NASA's Mars Perseverance rover captured an image of a black and white striped rock on September 13th, 2024.
Last month, while trundling across the Martian landscape, the eyes of the Perseverance Mars rover settled on an extraordinary rock.
Featuring black and white striations, like alpine granite, it has NASA scientists excited that the rover is entering an area where new discoveries about the planet can be made.
Sighting it with the MASS-CAM-Z, NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, which controls the rover, took a closer look at after identifying the rock, which looked entirely out of place.
Currently ascending the vast Jezero crater in which it landed, the rover has recently found a spot of flat ground, allowing it to travel more freely. Having already collected samples of ancient river sediments, it's now climbing to higher elevations in search of ancient rocks.
The internet immediately lit up with speculation about what this zebra rock might be. And we've enjoyed reading your theories. Athanasios Kledadras, a PhD student at Purdue University, working with the Perseverance mission team, told Earth.com.
And now, here is Unity and Harmony, written by Raven Luyat, directed by Rhea T. DeLullo. Performed live at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024.
Attention all present. Taking attendance for the yearly meeting of the Council of the Holy United Territories, Year 20. North.
Present.
South. Present. The Council has quorum and is now in session. First item on the agenda. Open action points from last year's meeting 19. Item 1, excessive access to the Holy Northern Volcanic Park by the south.
Highly excessive.
The meeting notes don't say highly.
The meeting notes are wrong.
May the south remind the north that last meeting's notes were taken, in fact, by the north.
The North holds that note-taking duties are assigned in alternating order, are involuntary, and competence, or lack thereof, in said duties can therefore not be held against a member's representation in the council.
Noted.
If anything, the party taking notes should be cut more slack, not less.
Noted.
Proceed.
Item 1. Highly excessive access to the Holy Northern Volcanic Park by the south. Action point. The south commits to restricting their access to the Holy Park to night times and solar holidays. The south moves to resolve. Is the complainant satisfied?
They are.
The matter's closed. The south thanks the north.
The north thanks the south.
Item 2. Water privileges. The North has resubmitted the proposition for an update to the territorial boundaries. Stretch the neutral zone into the southern hemisphere and include the fresh lakes. Caucus for the petition is now open. The South has the floor. Before engaging, the South wishes to inquire whether this petition is any different from last year's.
No.
And the year prior?
Neither.
Prior to that?
No, nor from any of the prior submissions as is known to the South.
Then the South wishes to inquire what the North sees as being the chances of success of this zombie petition that has been submitted verbatim 19 times, yet has never reached a majority vote.
That is a question about a hypothetical which is off topic.
Then the South wishes to ask why the proposal was resubmitted.
The North believes that the topic concerns justness.
The North believes the current situation to be unjust.
Highly.
May the South remind the North of the extremely gracious quota for fresh water granted by the South to the North against no payment, no quid pro quo, pure altruism.
It is nothing but a ploy to placate the North. By making these superficial concessions, the South gives the North a weaker moral ground precisely during conversations like this, and nothing fundamental needs to actually change. The South's supposed altruism allows it to persist in its fundamentally unjust ways.
The South believes that the North is straining global relationships by constantly putting a matter of strife front and center where the outcome is known. There are no benefits to the North's actions, but the cost is borne by the entire planet.
You and me.
Correct. The entire planet. Unity and harmony are fundamental. Perhaps the North has forgotten this?
The North believes harmony can be achieved by redrawing borders from before the decertification of 95% of the planet.
The border is the equator. Nothing was drawn.
The equator was chosen because at the time, water was abundant. It was just.
Then that's revisionist and rationalizing.
That's not an argument. That's just a label to make a good point sound bad.
May the South remind the North that there is no argument required, for this is not a debate, but a caucus. And the only path to amending the founding articles of the planetary laws is through an absolute majority vote.
The North moves to vote.
Very well. All in favor of redrawing the boundaries of the neutral zone, say aye.
Aye.
With half votes in favor, the vote does not reach the required absolute majority to change the boundaries of the neutral zone. The case is dismissed.
Unity and harmony.
Unity and harmony. Meeting year 20 has now concluded.
Attention all present. Taking attendance for the yearly meeting of the Council of the Holy United Territories, year 21. North, present. South?
Present.
The council has quorum and is now in session. First item on the agenda, open action points from last year's meeting. No action points. Meeting year 21 has now concluded.
The South wishes to schedule an item.
Go ahead.
Adam, boundaries of the neutral zone.
Item scheduled. Next item on the agenda, boundaries of the neutral zone. Caucus is now open. The South has the floor.
The South confirms that time exists.
Noted.
The South thanks the North. The South believes that time is fundamentally a sequence of events, and events change things. Therefore, time changes things. We have all observed the great decertification now at 98%.
98.3%?
Percentages are rounded down.
1% non-desert, then.
We have all observed the great decertification now at 98.3%. Even the Holy Northern Volcanic Park feels the ruthless machinery of the universe. And what was once a lush and beautiful paradise is now a network of barren, rocky paths. In fact, the South recently twisted an ankle walking down one of these very paths.
Does the South wish to renegotiate access to the Holy Northern Volcanic Park?
No, no, no. The South thanks the North.
The North thanks the South. Proceed.
The South confirms that the borders were drawn during different times.
On the record?
On the record. The South expresses its hope that this will allow both members to spend the coming year reevaluating the justness of the current situation and to ensure that continued justness can be achieved through any means necessary in accordance with the Charter for the Council.
The North thanks the South.
The South thanks the North.
The North thanks the South and congratulates the South for their leadership and loyalty to the Holy United Territories.
Unity and harmony.
Meeting year 21 has now concluded.
Yes! Attention all present. Taking attendance for the yearly meeting of the Council of the Holy United Territories, meeting year 22. North?
Present.
South? Present. The council has quorum and is now in session. First item on the agenda. Open action points from last year's meeting, number 21. Item 1, Justice of the Borders of the Neutral Zone. Action point. The North and South are to evaluate justice and take any means necessary to ensure continued justice. Caucus is now open. The North has the floor.
Thank you. Decertification is now at 99.1% globally and 100% in the Northern Hemisphere. The North recognizes that water quotas have always been sufficient for survival, but also wishes to note that all of that survival is spent in a foreign territory where the North has no agency, no autonomy, no rights. In our founding charter, a holy agreement which unified the territories brought peace and prosperity for all. The North was assigned 50% of the planet, but now, effectively, the North has none. The North respects the foundations, respects the unity, and what's more, the North respects the South. But the North is no more, and with that, unity is no more. It is time for a redrawing of the borders.
What does the North propose?
While a 50-50 split of the remaining non-desert areas could be considered just, the North does not even propose that. Merely extending the neutral zone to include part of the Fresh Lake, a mere 20 feet from the northern bank.
The South notes this proposal. What will the North give the South?
I thought this was about justness.
How will we achieve justness if this agreement is nothing but a one-sided concession?
The North has nothing.
The North has something.
What?
That.
What?
That.
What that?
That.
Oh my God, what is that?
That, look.
No!
The South believes that the North has failed in its privilege to maintain the Holy Volcanic Park. What was once a lush and beautiful paradise is now a network of barren, rocky paths.
All the water is in the South.
The South recently twisted an ankle walking down one of those very paths.
Fuck your ankle.
The North is too hot.
You talk about unity, but you act on separation.
The South loves the North.
You only love the North when it's convenient.
The South acts in the North's best interest.
I decide my interest.
The South moves to vote to redraw the southern boundary to include the entire Holy Northern Volcanic Park in exchange for the proposed expansion of the neutral zone. All in favor say aye. Aye.
Take that rock and choke on it.
For that, the South must revoke all access to the Fresh Lake. With half votes in favor, the vote to redraw the neutral zone does not reach the required absolute majority. The case is dismissed. Unity and harmony. Meeting year 22 has now concluded. Present. Attention all present, taking attendance for the yearly meeting of the Council of the Holy United Territories, meeting year 24. North? Meeting year 24 has now concluded. Present. Attention all present, taking attendance for the yearly meeting of the Council of the Holy United Territories, meeting year 26. North. Meeting year 26.
Present.
South. Present. The council has quorum and is now in session. First item on the agenda. The South wishes to inquire how the North is doing. North.
The North thanks the South.
The South thanks the North.
Unity and harmony.
Unity and harmony. Meeting year 26 is now concluded. Present. North.
South.
The South moves to vote the North to stand back up. All in favor, say aye. Aye. The South votes to lie down next to the North. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
The North is too cold.
The South is too hot.
The South loves the North.
Oh.
Unity and harmony.
This has been Unity and Harmony, written by Raven Luyong, directed by Rhea T. DeLulo, featuring Ben Dworkin and Jim McDermott, performed live for Living Radio at Frigid New York's Under St. Mark's Theater, October 7th, 2024. Audio production by Robert A.K. Gagno. Living Radio was formerly a project of Co-op Theater East. Follow us at Living Radio NYC on Instagram. Like at Living Radio NYC on Facebook. And you can find all our past recordings at our website, livingradionyc.com.